The owner of Miami's Major League Baseball team, the Florida Marlins, says he may move the team out of the city if it doesn't get the public financing to build a new $385 million stadium. Owner John Henry has given the city less than a month to come up with a satisfactory plan. Miami's mayor says he's close to coming up with a solution, but city officials and the team are battling a growing backlash against giving the Marlins a taxpayer-financed bailout. From Miami, NPR's Philip Davis reports.
The Marlins currently play in Miami's Pro Player Stadium, a football facility that was retrofitted for baseball about 10 years ago. The team now wants a new 40,000-seat stadium with a retractable roof to keep fans dry and cool during South Florida's hot, rainy summers. The new stadium has the support of many of Miami's top politicians, including Mayor Joe Carollo. Carollo says keeping the Marlins is essential to Miami's future.
If you want to be a major class league city, if you want to be a really world international city, you have to have major league sports, you have to have performing arts centers, you have to have art museums, and this is part of what being a major city is.
Carollo is floating a plan to finance the stadium with money from what was supposed to be a temporary tax on parking fees. The mayor now envisions extending the tax for 20 more years at least. County bond money would also be used to pay for the stadium, effectively making the county the owner of the new facility. If that happens, says Marlins Vice President Ron Colangelo, the team will finally get on a sound financial footing
to compete with the other major league ball clubs. And it has been proven that in any market that builds a new facility, your numbers grow in attendance, season tickets are most important. A lot of corporate sponsors jump on board not only to buy the seats but also to buy the signage and additional advertising that you may have. All your revenues across the board will increase.
Without the revenue infusion, Marlins owner John Henry says that within 5 years, he'll be losing so much money he may have to dismantle the club. Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig agrees. Last month, in a letter circulated in the state legislature, Selig wrote that if the Marlins don't get a new stadium, Major League Baseball, quote, cannot and will not survive in South Florida. Indeed, it may not survive in Florida at all. Major League Baseball is hinting it might contract from its current size of 30 teams. League officials say the Marlins and also the Tampa Bay Devil Rays are on a list of weak clubs that could be cut. Talk of cutting the Marlins might have sent shockwaves through the state back in 1997 when they won the World Series. But this time, there was little reaction. There's good reason for fan apathy, says Phil Landsman, a sportscaster with Miami news radio station WIOD. Landsman recalls that just weeks after the team won the championship, fans watched in horror as the former owner, Wayne Huizenga, traded away all of the team's high-priced stars and put the Marlins up for sale.
And people still have not gotten over that. And that was the fault of the previous owner, Wayne Huizenga. Unfortunately, John Henry inherits, you know, that reputation, and it sticks with the Marlins. You know, I think the bottom line is, and I love baseball more than anything else. I grew up with it. I've been around it for many, many years. If this town loses baseball, I don't think anybody's going to care all that much.
Indeed, the team has already suffered a series of public rebuffs in its stadium quest. Marlins owner Henry originally wanted the stadium to overlook Biscayne Bay, but after protests from people who want to preserve the waterfront, the city gave Henry a spot in an industrial area along the Miami River instead. An early financing proposal that would have exempted the Marlins from paying state sales tax collections was unceremoniously shot down by the state legislature. And now, downtown merchants and parking lot owners, outraged over the parking tax extension proposal, are mounting a vigorous campaign against the stadium. Even some local officials are speaking up against the proposal. Katie Sorensen is a Miami-Dade County commissioner.
I don't believe the taxpayers should pay to prop up baseball. We have outlandish salaries. They charge $7.50 for hot dogs. They can't get people to even go to the games. Our last game was very poorly attended. And there are many other assets in our community that could be developed.
Mark Rosentraub, dean of Cleveland State University's College of Urban Affairs, has written about the impact of new stadiums on regional economies.
They don't pay off in a direct economic sense. We've been studying, a small group of public finance and economists have been looking at this now for the better part of 2.5 decades, and there is no statistical evidence that the presence or absence of a professional sports team and new stadium has any impact on regional economic growth.
Now, Rosentrop says there are intangible benefits to having a team. A winning ball club, in particular, can bring a city together. But he says it should be up to the residents to decide whether and how much they want to pay for such intangibles. Miami voters may soon get that chance. A referendum on the Marlins financing package is promised for this summer. Philip Davis, NPR News, Miami.